Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Howard Balzer from the Sports Exchange in St. Louis. Been covering the NFL a very, very long time. And I would guess today, Howard, is a day where there are a whole bunch of high fives going around the city of St. Louis thinking, you know, they deserve whatever they get.
You're 100% right about that. And obviously, you know, no one really ever wants anyone to lose their job. Obviously, there's people who here in St. Louis who follow the Rams religiously who think there's a lot of other people in the organization that should lose their jobs. But you're right about it's been such a strange season with people just rejoicing over every faux pas, you know, every loss, every weird thing that Jeff Fisher said. Last week was classic, Damon, when the Rams played the Patriots. And I would say out of the 13 weeks, probably there's been, I think, six or seven weeks where the Rams game has been on here. Some of that's because there was the national game. But last week when they played New England, and, of course, they were getting hammered, the network, Fox, went away from the game when it was obviously over to go to a closer game. And the switchboard at the Fox affiliate lit up with people complaining that they took the game off because they were getting such enjoyment about watching him get beat.
Something else.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. And the other thing about it that's really interesting is that the TV rate, you know, everyone talked about what a triumphant return for the Rams when they just went there and all that and how energized and the city was. Well, they were getting attendance with the tickets they sold. But the TV ratings, even earlier in the year when they were, you know, around 500, even when they were 3-1, the TV ratings were lower for the Rams games, aside from the people who were at the games. The TV ratings were lower for the Rams games than they were for some of the other games that they were putting on the local affiliate. And the ratings in St. Louis for the Rams weren't that much lower in the percentage of audience. Obviously, the number of people is much different. But the percentage of audience in St. Louis, it was averaging almost a seven rating, whereas in L.A. it was around an 8. And so it really questions. So what the Rams are dealing with, obviously, is a situation where the loyal Rams fans that have been there forever and even remain fans when they came to St. Louis, they knew they had those people. But to develop their brand beyond that, they obviously had a lot of work to do. And then what they've done this year with on the field and the controversy with Eric Dickerson, it's just been a comedy show. And so, you know, we'll see what happens from here. But it's interesting. That clip you played, we've used that many times on shows here in St. Louis, you know, the 7-9 BS, and we all laughed at that when he said it. But what was interesting is where he said, this team is too talented. Then, of course, last week he made the point to say, well, you know, we've got some issues with personnel, and we have to, you know, it was almost like he was trying to deflect anything from being his responsibility.
We have
issues with personnel. Well, you're the one that told the world how talented the team was. It's just hilarious. And you could write a book almost with the things he said this year and how many times he said, we don't make excuses. And then he would make an excuse. It's just been really comical in a lot of ways.
Do you think he sticks around the game or decompresses for a couple years, taking it off and then maybe to returning to the game? We were, you know, talking earlier about what a disaster the 49ers have become. And, you know, looking back at it, the worst decision Chip Kelly could have made is the one that he made by taking the job. Chip Kelly would have been better off never taking the 49ers job, leaving his viability in this league a mystery.
It's a great point, because the one thing you need to do when you're going to take a job, if you really have any chance of success, is you better have a quarterback and somebody you can build around. And at least then you have a shot. And I still believe, maybe crazily, that Kaepernick perhaps can be salvaged. But he obviously didn't have an off season. He wasn't healthy and all those things. And he's had some decent moments. But you're right. You have to have that. The irony with Fisher is he came to St. Louis. One of the big reasons he came was because they had Sam Bradford. And he felt he had the quarterback. Because really, if you look at Fisher's overall record, which is around 500 for his career, that's what it's been. But he had a five-year stretch in Tennessee that, in that five-year stretch, when they went to the Super Bowl one of those years when they played the Rams, he was tied with the Rams for the best regular season record in the NFL for that five-year period. I believe it was in 1994 to 2004. And that was when he had Steve McNair at quarterback. When he hasn't had a quarterback, he's been an average coach, which would probably be true of just about any coach in the NFL. So he came to St. Louis because of Bradford, and then Bradford obviously couldn't stay healthy. And since then, it's just been a parade of, you know, Nick Foles and Kellen Clemens, and then they draft Jared Goff. But, you know, that's going to take time. I think he was banking on the fact that he would get some time to help develop Jared Goff. Well, he might have made a mistake of putting him in too late, because they've been dreadful. I don't blame it on Goff, but these last three games, they were outscored, I think it's 117-45, something like that, in the last three games.
Hey, I don't understand how they got shut out week one, The only Niners victory of the year, take three more weeks to score their first touchdown, and it's like, yeah, we got Goff on the back burner. Like, unless he's throwing up on his cleats in practice, why not?
Yeah, how bizarre is that? I guess it's just indicative of the way the NFL is. But you know, I'll tell you, one guy who's escaped scrutiny in this is Stan Kroenke, the owner. And obviously the owner doesn't mandate what goes on the field for the most part, and he will give the organization money and all that. But I'll tell you, Damon, you look at his track record of other teams and the Nuggets and the Avalanche, not very good.
No.
I mean, you know, right now, those two teams are, one of them is at the bottom of the NHL, the Avalanche. The Nuggets, I think, are 10th in the conference right now. And granted, it's early in the season, but still, he has not had a lot of success as an owner and, you know, with the teams that he has run. And for whatever reason, that's the reality. And so, but the Rams knew, I think he knew. They say this is all on field, and yes, partially it's on field. But the reaction, they're gonna try to sell PSLs beginning in February or March for the new stadium, and we can just imagine how pricey those are gonna be. Well, how could they have done that and put those on sale if this season ends, whatever it was, 5-11, 4-12, 6, whatever it is? How would they be able to sell those with everything that's going on? And no one will ever convince me that that's probably not one of the biggest part of the decision that they made today.
Howard Balzer here on 95.7 The Game. I don't want to lead the witness, so I just want to go ahead and ask you straight up. Do you think the Raiders will be a playoff participant or a bona fide Super Bowl contender?
Oh, I think they'll definitely be a playoff participant. I mean, I don't expect them. I haven't looked at all the possibilities, but I would think the only way that they could not be in the playoffs is if they lose all their remaining games. But I mean, because I guess, you know, you still have to consider, you know, Miami in there and what they're going to do. But yes, I think they will be in the playoffs. In terms of Super Bowl participant, they might be a year away, only because of the inexperience and playing in those games. I think they have the ability to perhaps make some noise in that game, but you know, are they? But other teams have some questions. I mean, you know, Pittsburgh has some questions on defense if they're in. New England doesn't have Gronkowski, so I think that they can. I think right now they can compete with any team in the NFL. Does that mean you can put two or three wins together to get to the Super Bowl? That's still hard to do. But once you're in the playoffs, Damon, anything can happen.
Howard, how many years have you been covering the NFL? 40? Is this your fourth decade?
Yeah, this is my 40th, yes.
Not bad. Congratulations, by the way. 40 years, man. That's unbelievable. The entire time covering, the NFL. Have you ever seen a team gone from really matter to not at all faster than the 49ers since firing Jim Harbaugh, since leaving San Francisco for Santa Clara, since the construction of a stadium that does not connect with the casual nor the diehard fan? I mean, I know they're making money hand over fist, and I hope they like it because it seems like that's all they got going for them.
Yeah, I mean, I can't recall one that fell that far. I mean, obviously there's teams that get to the top and then things happen and they get banged down and they have some struggling years or whatever it might be. But to be where they are now with the basically because of the talent drain, and you could see it last year when all the players left and then all these guys retired and the whole core pretty much that had been built was no longer there. And the offensive line has been a shell of what it was. And so to get to the point where the number of wins they had last year and now to be at this level, no, I can't recall one. Maybe if I look hard, I find one that fell this far, but I would doubt that that is the case. And you can see they've got a ways to go. But having said that, we've seen teams be able to turn it around with the right choices and key spots. A lot of games are played close in this league. They hang in there for games and then find ways to lose. Well, the good teams obviously find ways to win. And right now they just don't have it all together enough to do that. But still, you have to have that quarterback. And it's to see where Kaepernick has fallen when everyone was heralding him as one of the next great quarterbacks in the league. And granted, you've seen some decent things this year. I think he's salvageable with the right coaching and the right team around him. But obviously right now, there's not a whole lot around him, especially in the passing game.
In four decades of NFL coverage, how many owners have you run into who, in the name of not being able to afford the town they live in anymore, would take a move to Las Vegas as a better option? I don't think the Tennessee Titans would move to Las Vegas if you offered it to them. Why is this something Mark Davis continues to pursue other than he needs someone else's money?
Well, yeah, getting someone else's money, $750 million of public money for a stadium, which is obviously unprecedented in any sport. And so to be able to get that, yeah, I think he also sees the Raiders brand as being a good fit for Las Vegas. And also knows that a lot of the Raiders fans will follow him there, follow him for games, and the fans in L.A. that can get there pretty easily.
But you understand this as a long time. I mean, it's about market footprint, not the money you're making today, this year, this decade. It's about market footprint, and to leave the Bay Area and the North Coast of Silicon Valley for a transient gambling community, it just doesn't make sense.
Well, from that level, I mean, I think a city with a team, and yeah, there's a certain amount of transients there. There are a lot of people who have lived there a long time. Obviously, it's not a huge city, but the bottom line is, can you see being in that stadium 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 20 years from now? And what's the alternative? I mean, they've been talking about this, the stadium issue for how many decades now, and nothing has happened, and so. I think that there was a time certainly where he would have embraced staying there. But again, what has happened to make that happen? Now, I know a lot of people said, well, they could have joined forces with the 49ers and with that stadium. Perhaps that would have made sense, but it didn't happen. And so I think the reality of the world of this world today and the economics is that the stadium it's what it's all about. And if something had happened along the way, perhaps it would be different. But really, I ask you, you live in that area. I mean, is there anything realistic that could ever get done there?
Yeah. I mean, I think so. But unfortunately, it takes a lot more elbow grease than just getting money handed to you from somewhere else. And I just don't think Mark is either capable of putting that elbow grease out there or just, I mean, getting anything built, privately financed the whole way through is a tall task, but Jed York right. just did it. I mean, if they're able to figure out a way, why not Mark?
Well, let's remember, too, and I don't know what the total number was at the end of the day, but a large part of that, a nice percentage of that, was financed with PSLs.
Sure.
And so the question is, could you sell as many PSLs and own? Maybe you could. Could you sell? I don't know. I mean, you know that, you know, that base and that financial base better than I do. What was the number for the 49ers? Wasn't it north of $500 million?
It was a staggering number, and I'll tell you, it's a huge buyer beware for all preceding PSLs, because right now, people who spent $20K on a PSL buy game day tickets $350 a pop, can't give them away.
Yeah, exactly. Now, you know, obviously it's a long-term situation when you're buying those, and you're hoping that it'll turn around. And, of course, when they were putting them on sale, how many years ago was that? They were still pretty good. But, you know, those things, you know, change over time. But the economics of it have just gone crazy. When it's costing as much as it does now to build a stadium and you don't have that many events there, that can make it pretty difficult unless you have a really deep pockets. And so I think that's where we are with it all.
Howard, always great to talk to you. Thank you so much. I can't believe it took us this deep into the season to tap into you. But what a day with Jeff Fisher getting fired. Our timing could not have been better.
I know. It was perfect. I got to tell you one quick one. I know you're probably up against it.
Go ahead.
But I'm watching NFL Network yesterday, and I've resorted to I sit at home and watch the Red Zone. That's what I do.
Yeah.
And so on the Red Zone, Scott Hansen, the host who bounces around everywhere, they go to the Rams game, and he actually starts a sentence by going, "and the lamb," and then he stops himself because he was ready to say lambs, and he said, "the LA Rams," and then he said, "that was almost a Freudian slip." Well, no. You said it.
Right.
It wasn't.
There are technically a Freudian slip is never an almost. It's a definite, right?
Exactly. I thought that was absolutely classic.
Very
good.
On the
NFL Network. On the NFL Network.
Very good. Very good. Howard, thanks an awful lot. Great to talk to you.
My pleasure, Damon. Anytime. Take care.
Howard Balzer, a true media legend in the NFL.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.